So the topic for today is the status of godless. We know that to be a godol in halacha, we need shanim and simanim. The child has to reach 12 for a girl, 13 for a boy, and have shtei saras, have simanim. So yesh la'achkor, what is the relationship between these two various stages of shanim and simanim? So the Brisker Rav in Temura quotes Reb Chaim, who asks the following question: "Hinei be'din shanim b'tina'inan l'gadlus nisav agrach. If gavah shanim u'ilin l'gadlus yachadim simanim, isn't there two factors that establish gadlus? Halacha gadlus is established through shanim and simanim together. Then you still have to ask, what's ikra, what's tafa? But they're both factors. Oh, the gadlus also has simanim. Really, the gadlus is established through simanim. Physical maturity, as expressed by two saros, also makom, that creates godless. It's just that if the kid has a saros when he's 11, we think that that's not a real saros. Those are saros that as a result of some wart or some birthmark, like your hair showing out of the birthmark. That's not saros that are halachically significant in defining godless. That's the saros that come through the natural maturing process, not through some skin issue. So Reb Chaim really raises two tzadim. Is it that he assumes, A, that there's a gorim, that the shanim and simanim, one of them is a gorim. He wonders, are they both gorim together? Or is the gorim really the saros? It's just that the shanim are a raya that the saros are real. Now the shanim, has to be concerned that the saros aren't really saros. Maybe the saros are really just from a shuma. What doesn't he raise? What's up, doesn't he raise? That Shanim itself creates godless, and that the Simanim are some type of Tanai. You have to explain why that would be so. But he has two tzadim. Either they both together create godless, or that really Simanim create godless, and the Shanim is just a raya that the Simanim are real Simanim, they're not a Shuma. And like I said, he doesn't raise the other possibility that really Shanim is the creates godless and simanim or some type of tzna. So I really want to work with this chakira of Chaim. I just want to point out that it's not entirely clear if these are the only tzadim around. So if you look at the Shuk Maharit, the Maharit in Aleph, Mem Aleph has a tshuva discussing an interesting case where a young woman, we're not sure exactly how old she is, either 11 or 12, makes a big difference, is approached by a man who says that her brother recommended that he marry her. And, pardon?
Her brother recommended?
That she marry this guy.
Got it.
And this woman, her father passed away, her mother and her brother have the ability to marry her, Midrabanan, that's Kedushim Iyun, and she could be Mimayin. So that's where the masif she's in. But we're not sure, and she was in Kabbalah Kedushin. And then the brother comes, and he says, well, I don't know this guy.
I didn't speak about, which is
that
Shanim is the Gorim, and Saras is just like that.
Oh, I don't know if that's necessarily right. I didn't speak about it. It could be that, you know, it's fundamentally, it's still a tzad. I mean, in Lomdus, it's still a tzad. I mean, you're saying it practically wasn't so common. But I don't know. I think they didn't speak about it because he doesn't think it's true. He doesn't think that, what if he said the Saras are tonight? That is hard to understand. Hopefully we'll get to it. Maybe there's a tzad like that. But it's more logical to say that the Saras are Gorim and the Shanim just are a raya of the Saras are no Saras. But anyway, you're right. Practically, you're right. Practically, it wasn't so common that everybody knew how old they were. You know, until relatively recently, it was in that first certificate, so it wasn't always 100%. In any case, one of the Saras Lahatia was a sfeik. And maybe this girl was 11 and not 12. And even if she was 12, maybe she didn't get Saras. That was the Svara that the Shuvas Rashba quotes. He quotes the Shuvas Rashba, says that. So the Marit argues on that. He says, what do you mean? Look at the Marit. Harini, verse number 3. Harini tamo yoser. For sure that she needs a get. Why do I think that she needs a get? You can't say speak sveka. The Vishamin is simanim ina ikra godless. What causes the godless? Not the Shemashamin, not the simanim. Chaim was assuming that one of them causes. He's not sure. Do they both cause? Maybe just the simanim cause? So does the Marit neither cause? Neither of them cause godless. Right? Shanim, Vesimanim, Einam, Iker, godless. she gormi radim. The shani v'simanim v'ksivi v'kra. Ela gadol v'ktana ksiv. There's no pasuk that speaks of shani v'simanim. U'masu lan simanim v'hafchi megadol ktana. We have a Kabbalah of simanim that allows us to distinguish. Hey, saras la'achar zman. Saras la'achar zman. If you have saras after you reach of age, then we'll establish you as a god. But the really godlessness itself, there's no such thing as saras causing godlessness, or even shanim causing godlessness. Lachik kari l'simanim she'enam ela simin shal yadam bikeres hagadlus about eidan aziz he atzma gedola al yadam. So the Marine is a very interesting formulation. He says that not the shimanim, shanim, and not the simanim are really godless. They don't create the godless. Godless is just what it is. Godless. You're already a godel. So how do you know you're a godel? So you have simanim. The shanim and the simanim are both simanim. They're both just signs. So again, it's a very different take from Reb Chaim. We're going to get back to it hopefully later. But I want to work with Reb Chaim's Tekira, as the Mishkar presents it. Is it that the godless is created through the tseruv of the shanim and the simanim? And then again, like I said, you still have to figure out what's ikr, if there is ikr, maybe they're equal. Or do I say really saras are the ikr, simanim are the ikr, and shanim is just a raya that the saras are really indeed saras and not just some type of growth from a shuma and the like.
So are we saying that right as of now that simanim and shanim are just a din derabanan? That's like just a metric derabanan.
For the Marit,
Masr Lanim simanim, meaning it's like the rabbanim have the.
It could be it's Masr Akasa Lachachamim. I wouldn't say it's just the derabanan. Maybe it's a din. The Chacham have the ability to define in the Tindoresa. They have the ability to tell you how the Tindoresa should be applied. The Taurus is Gadol. So they say if you have these simanim, you can assume the person is a Gadol. But to say they're just Rabbanan, I think would be too extreme. Because
yeah,
when we punish people, the best did based on it. I mean, it's hard to. Yeah.
It's very conceptually, because it's very hard to understand that right now. It's like you're about, nothing's going wrong about you, just sort of randomly a Gadol.
The Torah speaks about Gadolim, they speak about Kiladim. So what's a Gadol? So it's not that the stars are Gorim.
So Gadol is, we usually would assume when you turn a certain age, you become a Gadol. Here's the rising, maybe it's not true, you're just a Gadol automatically. So
right.
Somehow, and then it's a Raya, it's just by conception, it's hard to know. Have you ever been struggling with it a little bit?
It is a little bit hard to understand. Well, what is this thing called Gadol? What is it? How do you define it? So, but to say that the Shanim and the Simanim aren't creating godless, they're just indications of godless is what he's saying, I think.
Right, yeah, for sure. Right.
And the question is then, what does it mean to be a god? How do you...
Right, very godless.
So the first Afkavita is the question of Doras HaRishonim. The Tosfos in Sanhedrin, in Mesorah Mora, speaks about the fact that in Doras HaRishonim, people, children, became mature, halachically mature, earlier. He says, man, God was mukdom harben. Says Tosfos that you don't need 13. A child doesn't have to be 13. At once upon a time, a child will be a gadol. He become halachically mature when he had saras earlier, because it was normal for the kids to become physically mature earlier. So it sounds like he thinks that really. Pardon?
How would you read that again? Sorry, Yesh Lomar.
Yesh Lomar. Daf Al Pi. Shavdaras Al Kron. Yvlas Al Kham. Simul Haba Saras. Laktana Basi Bi. Shana Vimecha. Lakata Men Yigibol Shana Vimecha. Kama. Daras Al Rishon. Yvlas Al Mari. Lavi Saras. Ayaz Man Godless Muktam Harbin. So Tosus argues that once upon a time, in the Shasmat Torah, if our mitzvah wasn't 13, if our mitzvah had been at 8 or 9,
wow.
It was an earlier stage in the development of the child. So this clearly indicates that Shanim is not the Gorim, meaning you can have a bar mitzvah when you're 8 years old. So it's clear from Tosfos that what causes godless is Simanim, right? Shahayim Maharim Lahabi Saros. Saros was Gorim. So,
like
second Sabbath of Chaim, they're really Cyrus was Gorim. Shanim is just a Gila Milsa. The Doras HaRishonim wasn't a Gila Milsa. The Doras HaRishonim was very normal for children to mature at an earlier age. You didn't have to be Choshes, that maybe it was a Shuma, you know, come from a wart or some type of birthmark, and the hair isn't really here that indicates maturity. But most Rishonim obviously disagree with this, and they all know there's a Halacha Moshe Sinai, or a Gezeiras HaKasuv, that you need to be 13 years old for a boy and 12 years old for a girl. So you look, for example, the Shuta Rosh. Source number 6, Sha'alta bi'ayin ladu tevet yinil l'shana yom echad, hu bar oji. How do you know you have to be 13 years old? Well, bachas kadol. Daki alacha levoshu misidayu. Uvachu mechlal shiurin v'chatzitzin v'chitzin chen alacha levoshu misidayu. The shiur v'kitzin v'chol dover netzah levoshu v'alpeh. The Rosh says alacha levoshu misidayu. According to the Rosh, it's inconceivable. Even in Doris that we showed him, a child could be mature physically at 8, but until he hits 13, until the girl reaches 12, she's not a gadola. He's not a gadol. Likewise, there's a Rashi Nasir.
That's like the first time.
Yeah, it sounds like again the Rosh would assume that Shani were part of the Mechayev for the Gadlus. Rashi in Nazir Chavtes Amavayis quotes a pasuk Ish Havi Vegivul Shana Vilpachos Shel Sidu Bechol Torah Sheyakaro Ish Pachos Vegivul Shana. Aval Beben Yud Gimel But Sidu Shkaro Akasul Ish Chesiv Veichush Levi LeYakov Shemi LeLevi Ish Charbo. The Gemira Shemi LeLevi Ve'ay Shaita Vegivul Shana Rosh Lachash Nachshav. So Rashi quotes, and the pasuk says, Shimon and Levi are Ish Harbo. They're called the Ish, and we know they're 13 years old. So Avila. So Tosfos Lechora is assuming that really the Mechayev, for Gadlus, not Mechayev, the definition of Gadlus is Saros, and the Sharim isn't significant. It's just that, Bedoros HaAchronim, we have to be Choshesh. Since it's not so common for children to reach physical maturity of Saras at an earlier stage, it's because that the Saras exist because of a shum. Another discussion between the Rambam and the Tosfos is in the Sugi in Yevamos Beis on Beis, where the Gemara quotes a machlokas amar safra banim harim kasimanim. If a girl has a baby, so we can assume she's a gadol. A child can't have a. Can't have a sense, obviously, odd to us. Children, you know, usually don't have children. But the Gemara speaks again, once upon a time people got married when they're very young. So a girl can get married when she's 11 or 12. So she had a baby, so it must be she's already 12. They didn't have a birth certificate, so you assume that she's already gadol. So, Amar Rav Safra, Bani, Rekis, Dibani. Rav Zvid Amar, Ein Bani, Pelosi, Mani. Rav Zvid says, no. It's not that she was 11 and she had a baby. She couldn't have got pregnant had she not been a gadol already. Meaning, the man amar bani by Yisraelim sounds like she still is a ketana, but al pi din we consider her to be a gadol because she had a baby. Bani by kissing money.
When she has a baby now, going forward, she's considered
exactly.
Even
if she doesn't have saras. So if you look at the Rambam quotes this din. Habashi yalda achar shteves eshana after shel via semen lo el hotachla and aizik gadola bani by kissing money. Ram is making it in a girl who's 12 years old. We know she's 12 years old. She doesn't have physical maturity. She doesn't have saros. But she had a baby. The baby is the equivalent. So she has shanim, and she has now the equivalent of simanim because she has a baby. Baby is the equivalent of saros. Look at Tosfos. The Shitasa, what is Tosfos saying? Yeah.
It's before the Rambam, like the Tesarash, right? The shanim are like when she's Sinai, and therefore, even if you have simanim, and you have kids, you're not a
god
unless you have shana.
Yeah, 100%. Exactly. I mean, it could be like a Rashi also. We don't know if it's a Rosh Hashanah or something, it's a puzzle, but it's a
right, yeah, that idea.
100%, exactly. That's why I said the Shitasa. Yeah. If you look at Tosa, Tosa's Shitasa against that. Tosa says, Afa Pete, the Kaiman, the Nidim, Tokh's man, Kalithia's man, Lohavi Gidola, Pepe, Saras, Shana Yabes, we call Malcolm, Ivor, Bonim, Kaima, excuse me, we call Malcolm, Ivor, Bonim, Nekaima, if you have she has a child who's viable, a child who's alive, Tochzman Kisivanim Acharazman. Tosfos says that this girl, she entered her 12th year of life. 12th year of life, she hasn't turned 12, right? Maybe a child was born, it's the first year of life, and only 1 year old, the end, right? So when we speak about Yud Yolashani, we mean, or Yubeshani in this case, we mean
into
the next year. A girl has into the 13th year, a boy into the 14th year. So, Tosfos says, a girl who's 11 years old, she started her 12th year, she's 11 years old, she has a baby, she's considered a gadola.
Right.
What does Tosfos assume? What's the ikar factor?
Simanim.
The only factor, right? Simanim is all he has. Simanim, but the bottom is because Simanim. The Shanim is not relevant. Just like in Doris HaRishonim, we didn't need it. Here, even in Doris HaRishonim, if a girl who's 11 years old becomes pregnant and has a child, that's a viable child, we consider it to be a gadola. Bani Marei Kisimanim, even though she hasn't reached the age of 12 years old. So Tosfos is assuming, like the second side of Chaim, both in the previous discussion in Sanhedrin Samachtes And over here, in Yivam Sri Beis Amabeis, where he assumes that a ketana who has a child is considered a adult again, because barney mariyah kusimari. Whereas the Rambam requires that the child who has a child, it's funny to say, that the girl who has a child has to be at least 12 years old. She's 12 years old without hair. So we consider the child to be like hair.
Right. What does this mean? Does that hold you if she's 8, let's say?
Yeah. I mean, he's not talking about that, but yeah. So Rav David Pravatsky quotes Rav Chaim. It's in the same piece of Mishkan, it's just a little clearer. So I quoted it here from Rav David. So the Vahayu, the Vizet Pliki, the Tosu Safi, source number 10. The God was telling Rak the Simanim. The Hadavahin and Shani Vahayu Rak Kadesh, yes, Simanim. The Kodim and Bez have a Sarah's Shum of Alma. Before the child, before the girls, which is 12, we think the Sarah's aren't real. What creates gadlus? Shanim and simanim. Shanim and simanim. Lachein after simanim, duvanim adi adayin ve'ina nami shanim. So even though the girl had a child, so we know she's a gadola. No, but she has to be 12 years old. So she's 12 years old. It's not going to help. The kiddush of the Rambam learns. The kiddush of the Gemara is that she's 12 years old. She has not hair. Get a baby, that's equivalent to having hair. But if she's not 12, it won't work.
Why is it
tied
to some custody?
There's a discussion of Pensora Mora. And Pensora Mora has excessive physical maturity of the 3 months that he's able to go Pensora Mora. Okay. Now, another nafkamina, let's put this on the board already.
We have over here gadlos, we have simanim, and we have shanim and simanim. So Rav Chaim has a chakira. Is it that it's yachad korbim, they're both korbim hagadlos? Or is it really the saros? The simanim, the saros, korbos. Shanim Rak Kidei Ladas Shiloshuma. It's just like a Ezra Chaim Chakira. And as you mentioned, Arit has a different take on it. And the Chaim himself doesn't raise a third possibility that really the Shanim was Gorim and the Saros. And he said, that's nice, explain that's a possibility in there. Okay. So the first Afkamina that we had was Doras Harishonim. Doras Harishonim. So, if you hold that the biyachad,
meaning that they knew they had hair, is that real?
Right. So, would they be considered a gadol? So, Tosfos says yes. Tosfos is assuming that what?
It's a sarah.
Right. So, Tosfos, she's a gadola, right? And if you hold like the biyachad, first side of Chai, then you say she's a biyachtana.
So somebody would say that back then they just knew which hairs were which hairs.
Yeah, it was since it was common.
I think it was since it was common for kids to become physically mature earlier, and then koshish for siman. Meaning, if it's very uncommon, so we're koshish to siman.
Therefore, we need a measuring stick.
Exactly. Second afkamina is the question of banim harehem kisimanim. Yeah, obviously a hard. It still happens today. I don't know. To me, it's like so. You think yeah. It sounds like
they,
a spot.
They rape or whatever.
I'm 11 years old. I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Bani v'kis imanim. So the Rambam says Bani v'kis imanim is only la'achar yud beis shana, right? So if she has a baby after she's 12, she doesn't have saros. Bani v'kis imanim. The Tosfos says that what? Tosfos holds that af kodem. Because really, the only factor for Tosfos is what?
Simanim.
Exactly. And once you have Simanim, you're a gadola. I don't care if you're 11. Okay.
You really see that. It's
really cool.
I mean,
it's just 100%. Another dafkabina, Simanim Kodem Zmanim. What happens
if you have simanim before a you have age. So you said before, usually with choshesh, that is a shuma. But if you look in the Yerushalmi, there's a sheet of Yosef Yehuda. Yosef Yehuda holds that if you had simanim, which is 9, 10, so if they don't fall out, and then she hits 12, then we can assume she's a gdola. You need the siman. Let's read the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is a spin on it. The Tani, Ventation Shana Yoveacha, Vad Ben Shtei Mesre, Shana Yoveacha, Shehevi Shtei Saras, Haris Ashuma. So usually we assume, halacha, that hair that's before age isn't significant. So even if the hair would continue to exist, meaning the girl now is 12, but the hair she had for a year already, but those hairs were from a wart, they're from a birthmark, they're not really halachically hairs. Riosi says, no, if she reaches physical the age of 12 and the hairs are there, we consider it a gdola. Now the Gemara, now we have a Yerushalmi with Tzlan the Bavli, fascinating discussion. Yaakov, Bein Rav Bun, Moshe Rav Yosi, Bachanina, Hei Namru, Bo Bishas Simonim, Rav Yosi, Boi, Amdu Lo Bishas Simonim, Lafrei, Ahu Nasa Ish, Ubi Kam Laba. Meaning, the question was, according to Rezim Yehuda, a child has hairs. It's not of age. Then he reaches the age. So it's significant. Then if Allah is significant. It's significant from where? From here on in? Or is it significant with Lafrei? Why is that interesting?
Meaning after they've been...
Once you reach 13, so... Oh, say it again, say it out.
So I'm going to Tosu, because Tosu is saying, as long as you know for sure that these hairs are hairs of maturity, so therefore this person is a gadol.
So if they fell out, as in Glenn Milson, they were just hairs from the wart. Right. But if they don't fall out, we consider them to be halakhic hairs, and then we'll tell you that you're a bar mitzvah from when?
From when you saw the hairs,
exactly. So, the discussion of Simanim Kodesmanim.
You ever read Yishan more times, actually?
Yeah, I read it. 100%. Says Yishan. He quotes the debate of Rabbanan and Riosim Yehuda. Tani Rav Tani, Vetesh Shani Yavechad, Ad Ben Shemes and Shani Yavechad, Shemi Shnei Saros, Arez Ashun. Riosim Yehuda, Omer, Arez Elu Simanim. Which is Afan the Bavli also. But understanding the Bavli is that what does it mean, Dersi Manim? That once the kid reaches age,
right.
So from here on in, he'll be considered a bar mitzvah.
Even though the hairs came before.
Wasn't
hairs ever shuma?
But the Rishami asks, Rav Yosi Bei Rav Bun, Mishen Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, Veheja Avdu Lo Bishas Simon. So I read that quickly before. Veheja Avdu Lo Bishas Simon, it means that these are the same hairs that Hein Sh'amdu Bo. The same hairs that exist from before, but they didn't fall out. Rav Yosi Bai, Amdu Lo B'Shas Simanim. This is what I want to focus on. Rav Yosi Bai, Amdu Lo B'Shas Simanim, L'Mafreya Hu Nasa Ish, Omikan Laba. I'm aware of Avon Pshita Le L'Mafreya Hu Nasa Ish. Versus Pshita, he's Ish L'Mafreya. What's going on here? This fits very well with Tosfos. Because you have a child who has Simanim. Dorosh Rishoni would have said he's a god, right? Dorosh Akronim, he's not a god. He has to wait till he's bar mitzvah. The girl has to wait till she's bar mitzvah. Once she reaches bar mitzvah, the hairs didn't fall out.
That's the
big glamour. The glamour wasn't a shuma, and therefore, when was she bar mitzvah from? All her nadarim and all her actations and all everything la freya.
Kedushin,
yeah.
Well, either way, Kedushin.
So that's pretty wild. The Bavli doesn't say this. For the Bavli, it would be hard, you know.
Also, says pshita, like.
Okay. Fine. If you look at the Rav here, the Rav in the Darim Samach Vav says like this: L'chora nita niklas zachkira zo b'diyun hasugya benita in toch zman kelifnei hazman okla achar zman. Kolom, what does that mean? Toch zman, meaning your child is a minor till a year before their bar mitzvah, the and then their agal when they reach bar mitzvah. What about the year before? That's just before the muflas and alisha, that 1 year before. So Tochzman, Kalifni Yazman, and Tochzman, Kil Achadon. Tochzman is that year before. Kalomar, second line. Ha'im Sarah Shagadu Bishana Smukha Lishna Sagabus, a girl who's 11, a boy who's 12, he has Saros. Simani Melo, are they considered Simani? Meaning when they reach the age, do we say that they're a god? Im Tochzim Shitochzman, Kil Achadon, Kalomar Shem Simani, if we hold that the hair that grows for a girl which is 11, or a boy who's 12,
that's
a Gemara. Tochzman, Kil Achadon, with
him.
Yes, Machlokzim Gemara, neither. So if you hold a talk like Akhrasa, that means the child is, the boy is, let's look at the boy. The boy is 12, he has hair. So when he reaches 13, we'll consider him gone right away, because that hair is considered a hair. That's not a shuma. It's the hair that grew within a year, that's a hair. It's just we need the years to be considered gone. Says the Rav, if you hold that talks like Akhrasa, i.e. that the Sivanim have halachic status as Sivanim, even though the child isn't of age yet, so you see that Sivanim are independent factor in creating godless, and they join with, it's a great lashon, the mitstarfim hasimanim yachad im hashanim, they join in with the Shishanim, the godless, like the first Sadr and Chaim, right? That there's two factors, the Shanim and the Simanim, they join together. The Idach says Rav Imso, and he talks about Khalifi's mind. If we say that any hair the child saw before he was 13, the girl saw before she was 12, is meaningless. Even if it continues to exist, it didn't fall out. We don't consider it to be, a child has to be 13 and then have Sadr's grow after they're 13. Yishlomar, the Rak Simanim Kolim is a Gabbos. Really, what's the Kaveya? Simanim, that's where the hairs have to grow after 13. The only reason we need the years, we shouldn't think of the shuma. But a child has to reach the age of maturity, 13 or 12, and then grow hairs. But only those hairs that grow after are considered. So basically, the Rebbe wants to say like this, that if the hairs that grow earlier have significance as hairs, so then, and it's not so intuitive to me. What does he say? Let me just finish it. As the kugos l'shanim sheikh shvay sabi l'sivari gadlus lo shuma. Chidav ka sivari gadlus l'achar sheikhiyo l'shanim chashuv l'sivari kovi gadlus. Again, I want to send this disvara. The Rav says like this, that if the hair that grows when she's 11, right, if that hair counts, that shows that the hairs are only part of the factor, part of the equation. The shanim creates gadlus and the sivari. But if the hair has to grow l'gamari after she reached age of maturity, then it shows that only simanim are the factor, and therefore the simanim have to grow after the child reached the age of maturity. Why do you say that? Meaning, is it so obvious? You understand what I'm saying?
That's what he's saying.
He's saying, again, I'll say it one more time. He's saying that the question is like this. Does a hair that grow before the child reaches bar mitzvah significant? It's a machlokes. He says, if the hair is insignificant, that shows that the hair is only mechayim, that the hair has to start growing after. But if the shanim is a mechayim, creates godless, and the simanim creates godless, then a hair that grows earlier will join with simanim to create godless. Join with shanim godless. A hair that grows earlier will join with shanim to create godless. That's what he says. I'm not 100% sure why he's saying that, but he's obviously grappling with the same issues that we're discussing.
It's saying
that
the same way.
Yeah, it's saying
that grows the
Tokhman. Right. So he wants to say the machlokas of Tokhman is Akhrasman. Tokhman is Nezman. Let's just spell it out. Yeah. But if you hold it up on the board, Tokhman, what's the status of the Tokhman? So he wants to say if Tokhman is Akhrasman, then he'll say that together it's Tavisiman. Because if the hair is only part of the equation, the Shanim also create godless, and therefore we'll and you say, why are you saying it? I mean, he's saying it basically will lower the standards. We wonder, is this a good hair? So if it's only part of the equation, the Shanim are also Goren, so then we'll say this hair is good enough. But if it's just the Saros, then the Sar has to grow Legamre, Bishas, when it's clear that it's a Ser. Right? It would be Lohabisimen. Lohabisimen, because just the Saros are Gormos. So therefore, Tokhman is Kelif Nisman, it's Lohabisim. That's what he wants to say. You hear what my deal with
it? Yeah, you could have said that. Actually,
yeah, you could have said not like that. You could have said not like that. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Against you shot me, obviously.
Yeah. You think about it.
Right.
Mentioned before the question of how you know how old the child is, right? You know, birth certificate. So if you look at the Rambam, Hilchos Yishus has a very interesting distinction between how we know a child has simanim and how we know a child has shanim. So look at the Rambam, number 13. So if you want to know the child, the girl that has simanim, let's say she was Mechala Kedushin, why don't she's a gdola? So you have to have another woman look. It's not so comfortable, but that's what has to be done. Right? It's not going to lie. One woman can testify. But when the Rambam speaks about Shanim, the Rambam says in Eidos, in Solkim al Nashim, Beminyan Hashanim, Velo al Krovim, El al Pishnei, Eidim Ksheirim Lahai. You need Eidos. I don't know how that would work with, you know, a birth certificate. Eidos. You need Mavish Eidos to say that maybe the Eidim could say they saw the birth certificate. Is that enough? Is that like, you know, P? I don't know. In any case, the distinction. When it comes to Shanim, we need Eidos Mavish. And when it comes to Sivanim, one woman is enough to testify. So why is our standard for edus, for knowledge, different when it comes to Shanim and Simanim? Very odd. So the Rav, in that same piece, tries to explain, and he has a very interesting tzad. So he has a number of explanations, but one of them, he says like this. You know, Israel, that's a Rambam. See, in the Kashas, why do you need Eidos right. for Shanim? And for Simanim, you don't need Eidos. Well, one woman is possible Eidos is enough. Says, so I already said that maybe it's because of Mizil Guya. Shanim's not Guya. Okay, but the Rav doesn't say that way. I mean, the Rav has one Hesper, which I think is very relevant for our discussion. He has a number of Hesper, I think three or four. It could be one of them that I don't remember. But in any case, he said like this. With Asarama, Kviyas Godless, the Gavra, Mahavidavash of Erva. To say a person is a gadol, that's a davar shel erva, that's defining their personal status. Zekuk le shnei edim. Acharam afkin bein tafkid shanim bein tafkid simanim b'kviyas a gadol shem gavra. There's a distinction what the shanim are doing, what the simanim are doing. Who sovar sheikra kaveh shel gadol is a gavra who agil. What creates godless for the Rambam? It's a third side, exactly, what I referenced before. That maybe really what creates godless is the age. A child, a boy is 13, a girl is 12, that's godless. Lefikach, Beir Hashanim, the Godless Tosh Eidim, Kedosh Erva. Then that defines the child as a Godel, or a Gedolah. The Ilu Simonim Enim Kovos Shela Godless. Simonim aren't Kovay, they're not creating the status. The Enim Kim Tanai Ba'alma Bechalus a Godless. They're just a Tanai. Beir Simonim Eifo, Eina Dabar Shela Erva, and Dabar Shela Isser. Beirech and Emi Surim. Says the Rav that the Shanim is Dabar Shela Erva. The Shanim define Godless. That's in contrast to Simanim, that's just a Tanai. He doesn't really explain it, meaning I think the reason that Rukhaim didn't really he doesn't explain what the Tanai is, like, what it to say the Fakert, the second time, Rukhaim, that really Tsaris is the Koveya, it's just that the Tsar isn't the Tsar until Yavshani, maybe it's a Shum of Alma. Now I hear why you need, but to say this, the Rav is saying the third Tsar, right, to put it on the board, over here, the Rav, Shanim Koveya, and Saros are a Tanai. He doesn't explain what the Tanai is, but that's what he's saying, which is interesting. Now, he's explaining, based on that, why the Rambam holds you need two Eidim for Shanim, and you don't need two Eidim for Simanim, because Shanim creates Godless, and Saros don't create Godless, therefore Eidechad would be sufficient to be Eidechad Nevisur. Okay. Let's put this on the board. Sarach. Eidus, the Shanim, Lo, the Simanim. So the Rav would say, again, I'll do another word, probably push it over here, leave it over here. So that would be enough.
Great.
Handwriting is not. Okay. Fine. Now, the Tosaf Paneach discusses this issue in two places in the Prepes of Ecclesiastes. And I think here we can get back to the Ma'arit. The Tzavos V'Deach, look at the first marker. Pardon? The Rogashav, yeah. I mean, this is like the Rogashav loves these types of sugyas, because like in between sugyas that you're defining. Okay. So, says the Tzavos V'Deach, Hine Ayin v'Sanhedrin Nachlamen Odeis, Kavi Echad Omer Shtayim B'Kav V'Echad Omer Shtayim B'Kresa. There's a sugyas in Sanhedrin. That there's an eight echad who says that he saw two saros, begab, but this is like a euphemism, two different parts of the private area. So no, the A didn't see both hairs. They didn't see in the same place. One aide says he saw two hairs begaba, and another aide says he saw two hairs begrace. So you usually need two aides to testify by the same two hairs. Here the claim is there are four hairs. One aide saw two, and another aide saw a different two. The question is this the trial considered a gob?
That's not the case of
chasidah. It's not the case of chasidah. That would be, right, each one seeing one hair. Seeing one hair. Okay. I should mention to Derek Agaf that I once heard a shifra reis about chalitza. Sometimes you do chalitza, so often the husband died young, so he has a younger brother. So if the child is, you know, a teenager, it's not mitzvah as kadosh, you have to know he's a gadol. We don't rely on chazaka d'rabba. We have chazaka d'rabba, a child who reaches 13, girl reaches 12, so we still have saros. We don't check. Right? You give the kid aliyah, you don't check. But when it comes to din d'oraisa, we have to check. Chalitza is din d'oraisa. You want the woman to get on with her life. So you want to do chalitza as soon as possible. So the kid is, you know, in ninth grade. So, you know, you have to check. He said that the chalitza process is not a comfortable process. It's not really naive. But we do the best we can to make it, Tarchi Noam. The hardest part is you have to check a katan. He's a gadol. You have to check, you have to go to the bathroom, and the eidechan has to come and say, he saw simani. That, there's no way to somehow smooth it over. It is very traumatic.
Yeah, he has a beard,
so I think we don't hold it enough. He has like a little mustache. He has to have like misfal zakana. Often a kid in high school doesn't have misfal zakana. So you have to check simanim. So no matter how you slice it, it's uncomfortable. You know, in any case, here the Rebbe Shomer says the following case: Kotz Gemara Sanhedrin. Echad Omer Shtayim Begav. Echad Omer Shtayim Begrace. The Mitzdarfi. Yerushalmi Ksuvus and Sotam Vura Hepech. The Tam Kach. So the Yerushalmi says the opposite, that they're not Mitzdarfi. I actually looked it up. What I thought the Yerushalmi was each one seeing once there, like Shmuel was saying, in terms of Chasid Dor. So I don't know. The Yikot Yerushalmi, it's not there. I couldn't find it. So he quotes it when he argues as a Machus Rav Yerushalmi. Do we say that Echad Omer Shtayim Begava, Echad Omer Shtayim Begrace is enough? The Baal holds it in Mitzdarfi. And Yerushalmi, he argues, says it's not a star.
You need Shtayim Begava or Shtayim Kresa?
Kresa doesn't mean her, it means Osu Makom. It's just different parts of Osu Makom. You know, there are different parts of Osu Makom. Yeah, so each one, the two of them didn't see the same two hairs. That's the question. Is there a tzirif or not? Vatam kach, the plea is a simanim raya ala gadlos, or zegufa ayinu simanim hema gadlos. Right? What's the lashon? The pliki b'zeim ha-simanim raya al-gadus, is simanim just a raya? Or ze gufa ha-ainu ha-simanim heim ha-gadus, rak l'sarek m'zeh sh'tayim damkeh. T'im neima, so this is l'chora, interesting chakira, he's asking, is it that the simanim is the gadus? That's the second side, or is it just a raya on the gadus?
Well, the second side also means sh'tayim damkeh. Second side means it's both, no? Second side is...
Right, the second side is like from Chaim's first side. That the godless and the shayim will both create. Right?
Yeah.
And what's the first side?
That's like the gray.
The first side sounds like the rav a little bit, right?
Yeah.
That the simanim is the rai on the godless, some tanai or something.
Similar to what Shmuel was saying, you know, that we don't know how old she is with it. I don't know.
Right, so I wasn't sure what it is. I thought maybe it's not arit. Maybe he's saying marit. Meaning, marit said what? They're not the shayim, not the simanim, or kasa v'torah. There's something called godless. So, let's just read it out, then we'll try to analyze it. So he says like this: So says the Rosh Hashaver, if it's gufa the godless, it creates the godless, then each aid who saw two saros is saying something significant. Something significant can add to something else significant to create godless. That's what the Bavli is saying, that she's a gadol. But the Yerushalmi says, no, it's not Tamit Starif. Why is Tamit Starif? So says the Rosh Hashaver,
because it's just a simen. It's just a simen. It's just a simen. You haven't said anything significant, and there's no simen. So again, I'm not 100% sure why something significant creates tzeruf, and not having significant doesn't create tzeruf. That's what he's assuming. And they can slice it different ways, right? You can see the machlokas, the evil thesis of machlokas v'avim yishami. And so, you can say it like this, that according to the Rav, that I didn't say this.
You tell me.
He's saying the Yishami holds like the Maharit.
The Yishami holds like the Maharit, there's no Tseruf, because the Simen is just a Simen or something. It's not really godless. And therefore, you should say there's no Tseruf. What?
Right,
so the Yishami holds like the Maharit. So you can say that it's the Machlokes between the Maharit and where, however you hold the Ruchaim. I mean, Ruchaim is just the subtleties of whether or not the Shanim, because Ruchaim holds either way the Saras are a Koveya. It's just the question is the Koveya alone, or the Koveya with Shanim, right? The other way of slicing it is say it's the machlokes between the Rav and the two Sanim Chaim. Namely, if the Rav held that really Shanim are Koveya, right? Rak Shanim. Rak Shanim, not Simanim. So then there would be no Tseruf. But if Simanim are Koveya, even partially Koveya, then there would be Tseruf. So the two ways I want to formulate the Sophic of the Sof Soneya are either the machlokes between the Maharit and let's say Ruchaim.
You have all four possibilities.
Right. Or it's a machlokas between the Rav and the Ruchaim.
Right? What's the role of saros for the Rav?
He says it's tonight. It's a little bit hard to understand. He doesn't explain. He doesn't know what the Rav means. That's why the Ruchaim didn't say it, because it didn't make some sense. The Rav says it. If you look back on why, he says it, right? What does he say? It's just number 14.
Yeah, he says, yeah.
What does he say? Right. In order...
He doesn't explain it,
so it's hard to know what he means. Okay, that's an interesting Rav Shavar. In the same parak, the Rav Shavar says it's a machlokas rishonim. Here he says it's a machlokas bavli yishami. Same parak, he speaks about a different case. Source number 16, the Rav writes, parak beis lofi itayin of ishas, mitzvah shtei guvo zemi tzu zu, nisad zu. V'ein v'hem seir, haray il simen. If you have a guva, right, every hair, it comes from a hair follicle, right? They have like this guba, the hair grows from. So then the hair fell out. So the hair follicle is a raya that there was a hair. Okay. Nipsu she guba zu zu, eight men say, arza sibi. Chazak eight guba will say, vasaras he hayu vidishu. So if after 12, or after 13, the child has two hair follicles, we know that there was hair that fell out. Sure. Says Ruchai, says Ruchai, Faneya, from Rabbi Shavar, Vizeh, Imayu Bos, Sahara Achas, Vinash, Vishayah, Boguba. A child had one hair, it fell out. Guba remained. Ach, no, old Sahara, in Guba, in Safi, Vishash, no, the Sahara, Achir, as Vaisa, Rishon. You need two Saharas at the same time. So if a hair fell out, then another hair grew, it shouldn't work. That's what he argues. And then he says, maybe there's a focus about this. And then he says, "Zetalia im asimanim hu be'etzem simin gavos or rak simin legavos." It's a great formulation. Ayim simanim hu be'etzem simin gavos or rak simin legavos. Is it simin of gavos or legavos? Meaning, is it right? What do you want to say? That if the hair fell out, so it's not mitzaref. That's if the saros create the gavos. They create the gavos. Both hairs are created at the same time. If the hairs are just a snai of sorts, let's say like the Rav or like Marit, so then I had one hair, I grew my hair remained, now I have another hair, so it's fine. I don't need the hairs to coexist. As long as I have the remnant of the first hair, the guma, so the second hair can be start to the guma. The hilikites machokos we showed him. And the chora he's saying is totally what, like if you like Marit or like the Rav, that really. The Rav would say that just Shanim are the Koveya. Or the Merit would say there's no such thing, it's just godless as Koveya. Just all of these are Sibarim. If you hold like Ruchaim, that the Saras have Saras who creates the godless, either the Saras alone or the Saras with the Shanim, that creates the godless, then I would say, argues the Rav Shavar, that the Saras have to continue to exist. They can't fall out. You know,
have to both be there at the same time. Again, I'm not holding it up in the sugya to tell you why that's so, meaning in terms of actual application, but that's what he's trying to say. The formation is very nice. The talia in the simanim having the etzim simen gadlus, which is more like creates the gadlus, or rak simen the gadlus, which would be the love of Tanah.
So it's like a goreim versus a gilim mosa?
Yeah. Yeah. The first side is a goreim.
Right, it's
there. At the same time. And if it's just gilim
mosa,
it's not be enough. Look. Now, just one more case that's discussed here in the Rambam, in Hilchos Zohar, the concept of Rufus Son of Ish. Again, the fascinating concept of a child who's at the cost of being a Ganol. So, Kavi Dine Nedarim, we assume that child has a special din. Rufus Son of Ish is like an Ish, and there's Dari Barchali. So, the Rambam passes Katan, Ishtemese Shadavimecha. Child is only 12. The girl's only 11. Shnishmosh nadru bin nidri iser bin nidri hektesh botkin eshali nas. We ask the children if they know what they were, what they meant when they took an eidah, when they were makdish. If yodu she min yodu she min hikdisha of nishmayim nidreim kayami with nidri hektesh. In lo yodu eidim v'divreichem klu. So if they understand what the significance of nidri is, what the significance of hektesh is, so then their nidri, their hektesh works, even though they haven't reached the age, or the physical age of maturity of 12 or 13. The circuit bedika, you have to check. Kol shana kula, shasyut beiz aktavim, shasyut gimel, lakotan. The whole 11th year for a girl, the whole 12th year for a boy, you check. If you understood what he said, then it's chal. And if no, it's not chal. Now the truth is, the Rav actually has a two dinim. I didn't quote the quotation of the Rav. The Rav says that once the kid is 13, a boy is 13, a girl is 12, they know simanim. There's also a din of mufla samachlish. The Rambam has two levels of mufla samachlish. One is the year before maturity, 11 and 12, and then the Rambam has a second stage when the child is already halakhically mature, but they don't saros. And then there's a din of mufla samachlish. The neder is called hekdesh chal. The Rambam sounds like that's the din d'oraisa, the second stage. The earlier stage would be a din d'rabbanan. It sounds like, but either way, there's a concept called mufla samachlish, right? So the Rambam says, how do you define the Muflas HaMachlish? A year before what? A year before Shanim. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos says that to be a mufla samachlish, you have to be a year before what? Before saros. It's just that we assume when you're 13, you'll have saros. And how do you find a mufla samachlish? Right from the board. Mufla samachlish. Tosfos says it's a year before saros. So it seems it's learned from a pasuk. It's certainly part of the din is d'oraisa. The Rambam sounds like the din d'oraisa is only after the child becomes of age, but the hat doesn't have simanim. From others, it sounds like it's the din d'oraisa from the get-go. Yeah, that's what says the pasuk.
Question:
what's samachlish? But how do you define samachlish? Exactly. How do you define samachlish? Is it a year before shanim or a year before simanim? Rambam says what? It's a year before Shanim. And Tosfos says it's a year before Simanim. And the Brisker Rav, quoting,
we define year before Simanim.
So you don't really know. You can only know Afreya for Tosfos. But for the Rambam, it's very clear.
You assume.
But let's say Afreya wasn't. The kid reached 13, he didn't have Simanim.
Yeah.
So then Afreya wasn't an Eidah, meaning it's kind of odd, you know. But if you look at the Brisker Rav, he quotes Rav Chaim, and he says, Amar HaRav, he quotes Rav Chaim, the sheet of the Tosfos ain't shining for all in the godless. L'chein toli b'din muflas on the ish b'shanim lifnei simanim. Right? Ain't a shanim for all in the godless. Says the Reb Chaim that according to Tosfos, it's only simanim that creates a godl. So we don't care about the shanim. How do you define a muflas on the ish? A year before simanim. We don't care about the shanim. Chein ram l'talame da'af ha-shanim b'im chein lifnei ha-godless. Ram holds that the shanim are creating the godless together with the simanim. And therefore, l'chein talia b'shana yud beis mamish. And therefore, we define the mufla samachlish based on a year before the godless. So what emerges very clear. So in this round of Tosfos, what the relationship between Simanim and Shanim are, Tosfos in numerous places seems to assume that Shanim is not a factor. The factor is Simanim.
Right.
Shanim is just there as a gili milsa that the sayer is not a shuma. Whereas the Rambam, the Shitosu, in numerous sugyas, seems to assume that
either a Shanim or Koveya or both.
Either a Shanim or Koveya or both. Right. Okay, I think the Rambam kind of would say that they're both Koveya together.
That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah, but the Rav argued that maybe only Shani Mekoveya, and then you have to explain, you didn't explain so much. Time out, what does that mean? And then, like I said, the Maariv is a totally different take on this. I just want to conclude with an interesting discussion the Rav has here in the Shiurim. Yeah. I mean, the
I mean, all these seven keys have to fit into the Hakiros.
Yeah, I mean, the Tzodos Fadeach, you know, really is a Karval, because you know it might be more connected to the Maariv. It's a question how to put it, or the Rav. But
for Tosfos, the Nedarim of a Katan will retroactively, the Mafreya, will know which one was the.
When we saw Chalish, if he has Simani when he's 13, so the whole previous year. If he only has Simani at 13 and a half, so only for 12 and a half would the Nedarim be considered to be with some Chalish, which you know is interesting. The Rav here in the Shurim Gittin and Samach Pei has an interesting question about Ksuch Leish. V'yesh lachkar muvazamach ish v'tikto adar v'taras gadol v'taras katan. What does it mean that he has now, he's talking about in the Ram that it's tikna, so it's Nidra Banan before. V'yesh lachiyach imashik nidra muvazamach ish v'dokim niros minadar after nidra gadol kayan v'chol of it makes up with you. How do you have to check? The fact you have to check sounds like it's just it didn't. It's just he's still a katan. So nidar of him turns katan. Ula the man over nida should look himself ish loka. There's a day that the katan will give malchus to the katan. Eats a cheeseburger, you don't get malchus. But if he violates nidar, he'll get malchus. Mishul bal yachel al bitul nidra. The vaday dino kigadol. The vite it's a glomish nidar the daki mishul which is not godless. Mufus of ish in the darim ain't a tali be shlarim lechur kigadolus alba. The tzir of shani in zman hagas havas. Lavanas shame meets another. So, when an adult makes a nidr, we don't have to check because he's an adult. A child, you have to check because it's not enough that he reached the year before godless. You have to check as part of the status. But really, he's considered a godl. And that's the suffix. Is he considered a katan and basil is dari marchal? Or no, maybe he's a godl. You just have to check. And then you raise an interesting thing. The nidr, she said, tal sheish litvas chakirazo chomus shoni b'shir mufus alachayish. The chokas we just mentioned to the Rav and the Tosfos, is it a year before godless for Shanim or a year before Simanim? She teaches a Rambam she moved to Samach Leish who caught it ben Shneim Ezei Shana Yomechad afil li bohe vish Simanim she gil Shanim. Even though when a child reaches 13 he doesn't have Simanim, still he was a mufla for the whole previous year for the Rav. Yimzeh shalo haya beha Shana asmucha le godless. He wasn't really a year for godless, so it must be a Taurus Kata. Veshanim pligi le Yisami she moved to Samach Leish if the child will only have simanim when he's 14, so he'll only be mufla when he's 13. So he says, there you see it's b'taras gadol. That's what he wants to say. It's an interesting chakir the Rav has, you know, is it b'taras gadol, b'taras katan? This classic discussion of the in between categories of the mufla and samach leish, is he, how do we dine him up? Is he a katan, basil is chayev, or is he a gadol? You know, it's just that it only applies to this. So he wants to say, "Tali machlokas Rambam and Tosfos." If it's a year before Shanim, so he's really a katan because he's not going to be a gadol when he has Shemar Shanim either. If he doesn't have saros, but for Tosfos, it's a year before Simanim, so he wants to say it's Taurus gadol. Okay, it's not muklach, but that it makes sense. Yeah, it's really not muklach. What do you mean? Say that again.
Even if you don't like the grid,
there's
a Shana Rakobea, just
Simanim. Uh-huh.
You still need Simanim in order to become a Gadol Mamash.
Right, right, right.